into God's presence, just to linger with the one who sets me free. As I lift my eyes and see his awesome glory, I remember who he is and bow the knee.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. We're going to be looking again at the book of John, John chapter 14. Remember the last time we were looking at John 14 and the fact that Jesus promises to return. He is going to take all the believers out of this world. And we have that account given to us in John 14, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 13, chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. And so, and there's many other portions of scripture we can look at in Revelation chapter 4. But today, I'm going to be looking at a passage. Jesus is going to be dealing with the fact of he is one with the Father. He is God. He's God manifested in the flesh. And so that's important because we have to understand that these promises are not based upon a religion, not based upon human power, but it's based upon God, the God that made us, the God that provided his only begotten Son to come and save us. It's based upon his word. This book, the Bible, came from God. And so, you know, Jesus made the statement, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. In other words, a lot of times people think, well, heaven, there's many ways, many roads to heaven. What's Jesus say? No, there's only one. Matter of fact, in John 10, he said, I am the door. If you'll enter in, he says, you can be saved. But he says, I am the door. When the thief cried out, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. And then he placed faith in Jesus. He called him, Lord. Lord, would you remember me? Lord, would you save me? And what did Jesus say? Today thou shalt be with me in paradise. So we start this second part. Right after he's done talking with believers and saying, I'm coming back for you, now he wants you to know, look, I am with you. He says in John 14, verse number 13, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. Now the key there, whatsoever you ask in my name. In other words, he's not talking about, there are a lot of people say, well, I asked for a new house or I asked for a new car. No, he's not talking about that. There are needs, yes, you can go to the Lord and ask for. But our wants, our desires are not always met. But there are things in our life that we cry out for help, burdens, discouragement, problems. And he is there for us. And so as I start this, I might ask you, first of all, the question, where do you go when you have problems? Where do you go when things aren't quite right and the bottom of your world's dropping out? Well, this passage is for you. Notice what he says. Now he's talking to the disciples. He says, if you have known me, you should have known my Father also. From henceforth, ye know him, and I have seen him, and have seen him. And Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Now, when I read that verse, you know, the disciples believed that Jesus was the Son of God. They believed that he, in fact, is the Messiah. But they never fully grasped the truth that he was God in the flesh. Jesus is God. He is the God-man. And so when he starts this, Philip says, can you show us? Can you prove it? Now they knew he was the Messiah. They knew he was the Son of God. They seen his miracles. But now wait a second. Let's look at the next verse. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? Here's the key. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. And so when Jesus, he went into the place where Lazarus was laying, the tomb. Lazarus was dead 4 days. And what did he say? Lazarus, come forth. His words were works, because his word was so powerful that when he spoke, it was done. How about the troubled sea? He calmed the troubled sea. And so what Jesus is saying, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Now look at verse number 12. John 14, 12. He's going to do a double verily. Whenever you see that in the scriptures, God says, pay attention. This is important. Don't miss this. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Did you get that? The works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. What he's saying, in essence, not only am I coming back for you before the tribulation, while you're here in these troublesome times, my power, because I am God, he says, these works will also be done in you and through you. And so that work of salvation, that's the beginning. That's the first part. You see, when God, presented to man salvation, when we look at the first coming of Christ, Jesus came to save sinners. Now, I know I look a lot of times and I hear people say this all the time. Well, the church that I go to, people do things and they live just like I'm living. And if they're going to heaven, I'm going to heaven. And you might wonder what they're saying. They're just saying, what I see there, I don't see any difference. I don't go to church and they go to church and look what they're doing. Now, wait a second. Understand this. He came to save sinners. Paul was told by Jesus, you're going to go preach the gospel. Here's an example of what he said. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. You see, Paul was told, you go preach the gospel. The next verse, Acts 26, 18. To open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto the power of God. And so that verse, there's a change when a person puts their faith and trust in the Lord. You say, well, how does that take place? Well, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Notice it says, if any man be in Christ. Not most, not some. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The old way of life, what's it say? It passes away. If his wickedness does not stop, then God had nothing to do with this. There is a power that Jesus is presenting to those that believe. He says, I'm God. As I could heal, as I could raise Lazarus from the dead, the same death, the same power that raised the dead is the same power that works in people who are spiritually dead. And it changes them. And so Acts 26, 18, he says, I'm going to open their eyes. I'll turn them from darkness to light. What you need to do is carry the gospel to sinners. It may be your children. It may be your relatives. It may be your friends. But you tell them, Jesus came to save sinners. And what the Lord promises here is a victory. You see, the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It deals with the problems of the mind and the flesh and our spirit. Hebrews 4:12. We have the Spirit of God now revealing truth in the Word of God, convicting of us of sin and revealing truth that we might live for Jesus. Finally, the final promise that he gives, whatsoever you shall ask in my name. Now, he's not talking about asking for a new car, a new house. He's talking about the needs. He's talking about the problems in your life. Because Jesus is God, I can talk to him. I don't have to go to a denomination. I don't have to go to some government agency. I can go to Jesus. It starts with salvation. He gives me the principles that I need to live by. I need to know him. I need to apply him and live by him. And then he promises that power that he had that was working in his ministry is the same power that works today. This book's an amazing book. It'll keep us on the right path, accomplishing the right things. Today, if he were to return, would you be with him? Hey, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobridge.